Tanya for the 27th day of Cheshvan is at the beginning of Kuntres Achren. Kuntres Achren are a collection of essays that explain at greater length some of the ideas that the Rebbe mentions in the first part of Tanya. This is on page Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 594. Kuntres Achren al Kama Prokim. Ayim Belukuti Amorim Chelik Aleph Pedik Mem. In Chelik Aleph Pedik Mem, the Alter Rebbe writes about the difference between Kavana and action. That Kavana is only like the wings of the bird that carry the bird to where it needs to go, whereas the act is the bird itself. Hovin eichakeda b'sipuri ma'isiyah shabataiza humikusha b'chochme ilo. To understand how it is that a person who reads the stories of Taiza, the stories that appear in the Taiza, how is it that at that time he is connected to the divine wisdom, to chochme ilo? And this will be explained al pi mashakosuv b'kavonis. Based on what is written in the Kavanas of the Arizal. That when a person studies Taita here below, on earth, the same happens in the origin of the Neshama, which is called the Adam Ha'elyein, that there also the Neshama studies Taita. The same can be said to one who is thinking about the written word. But concerning speech, we could say that when a person studies Torah in speech, this breaks through all the barriers and it rises to Atzilus, literally, or to Bria, if he is studying with human, with love and fear that are derived from understanding of godliness, or to the world of Yetzira, if he is doing it out of love and fear that are natural and inborn in the Jew. And concerning the written Taita, it rises from this world to the ten Svidas of Asiya because it breaks through the skies, which is unlike the thought. When a person studies only in thought, then the likeness of his neshama, in other words, the counterpart, that part of the neshama that is the source of his neshama, also studies. Umashakosa bezeir chele gimel davkuf hei. Tehiru le ovid midi. And that which it says in the Zehar, that thought alone accomplishes nothing, that if you don't actually say the words or do the mitzvah, the thought itself, studying in thought, accomplishes nothing. Hainu afilu litav, that even for a good thought there's no good result, because the Zehar is speaking there about thought not causing any damage, that if one speaks secular words, carries on a secular conversation on Shabbos, he says that that speech causes a damage in the holiness of Shabbos, whereas if one thinks secular thoughts on Shabbos, it doesn't cause any damage. So that's in the negative. That thought doesn't do any harm. But it also seems to apply to the positive, that a positive thought will not bring positive results. So even for the good, Ayin Sham, over Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, so here we're saying that thought connects the person to godliness, to the divine chachma. And there in the Zayat it says that thought accomplishes nothing. Yesh leimar, So we could explain this apparent contradiction. Hainu l'isaza le'elo she'yum shach misham l'sata. When the Zohar says that thought accomplishes nothing, he's talking about that which a person is meant to accomplish by being here on earth, and that is to arouse the attributes above, that they should be drawn down, l'sata, down to this world. Zak machshavtei nishar shom, the thought rises to that place of holiness, but it remains there, umesif hashom egodl b'teisus v'ribei b'atzilus, and it adds to the light and to the holiness. In atzilus, al yidei mikro, mitzvus ma'isi yesha ba'asiyo, she'ikir ha'yichud hu l'maylo, zak ha'peiris be'elam hazeh. Al yidei hamshachas ma'at mizeh l'mato, al yidei dibur u'maisa. So the thought actually increases the godliness and the light there above in Atzilus, and through the act of the mitzvah or through speech, there is the pesis, there is the fruits of the mitzvah, in that it brings godliness down to this world. Concerning this, the Zohar says that with thought alone, you don't bring down any godliness. And that's why with thought alone, you do not fulfill the mitzvah of studying Torah, of davening. Which obligation are we talking about? That he does not fulfill the obligation of that which the soul came down to accomplish. It came down to bring godliness to this world, because the neshama doesn't need to be fixed. It is the animal soul that needs to be elevated, and that's through bringing godliness down to the level of the animal soul. As he writes there in the Eitz Chaim, that the whole purpose is to bring down godliness. Aval halis mimato lemailo, but raising up the animal soul, or raising up the world to godliness, hu dafka yidei machshava teva, this comes necessarily through thought, through a positive thought. Because without love and fear, which is in the thought or in the kavana, leporcho le'elo, the mitzvah does not rise upwards. U'komeshikosu b'shar ha'nevu perik beiz, and so on. And what he says, that the mitzvah, when it is performed in speech or in action, breaks through the heavens, that's the chiddush there is, that even without love and fear, the act of the mitzvah breaks through. And we learn that if from Dvarim B'Telim the words themselves cut through and rise and cause some damage on Shabbos, for example, when he speaks secular things on Shabbos, so certainly the same would be true with words of Torah, that even without Kavana, that they would rise and break through the heavens. And the brackets, he says, in fact, that this is really not a good reasoning at all. The gam shom yesh eiza taiva, because even in dvarim b'teilim, when a person speaks idle talk, it's not merely words. There is a desire there and a pleasure that one derives from the idle talk, and that is its kavana. And therefore, it's not merely words. Words alone wouldn't rise. But at any rate, it seems from the Zohar that the words baka rekiyin break through the heavens without kavana. So the Rebbe says, Hainu rekiyin dafkin, shehein ha'echolis v'habatim, that's only the heavens, it breaks through the heavens, or what is called rekiya, which are only the chambers and the houses, v'lei gufa begufa adam ha'elyein, but not in the actual godliness above. And it certainly does not rise to the level of nefesh, ruach, neshama of the person, even in the world of asiya. Shehem yud sviris, eres v'kelim, which are the 10 attributes, composed of light and vessels, v'zeh shomer b'tikunim, the b'leid chilu rechimu, and that's what he says in the tikunim, that without love and fear, le'yochlo le'salko le'mekam kodam Hashem dafke, they can't rise and stand before God. And the stress is before God. So they do break through the heavens, through the Rekiyin, but they cannot come to the place that is called before God. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that the Kavana and thought has its purpose in that it raises the mitzvah to a higher place. It brings up the world, mimata lemaila. What it can't do by itself is that it can't bring godliness down into this world. For that you need a more physical act of either speech or deed. In Hayyim Yayim for the 27th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Reb Isaac Homler once related that when I came to Lozhne, to the Alter Rebbe, I met older Hasidim who had been Hasidim of the Magid and of Reb Menachem Mendel of Horodok. And these older Hasidim used to say, have affection for a fellow Jew, and God will have affection for you. Be kind to a fellow Jew, and God will be kind to you. Befriend a fellow Jew, and God will befriend you.